following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? Eureka's on the air, so come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
And what's so very sad, very, very sad, about not about me, Gooch and I leaving, but about the cruise ship update is that, I hesitate. You know, it's like you don't want to throw the light on the sordid underbelly of something. You just kind of want to let it live in the dark like a cockroach. But I can't. I just can't. I need to shine light on depravity, disparity, sadness when I see it. And the blatant stealing of the cruise ship update by Big Fatty.
Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
It's just another example of his decline, of his swift and sad spiraling downward, that he can't come up with anything, you know, of his own. There's no new thoughts in that gin-soaked brain. You know, there's not a new thought that comes out. It's just, it's either rehashed old stuff or he steals. It's just sad. And I won't even get into Ms. Wess.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's just rehashed old stuff.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4817 of the BFO for Monday, the 27th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, same with me. I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and more so-so follow-up questions. Big Fatty. Memory Lena's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your Memory Lena's today because, y'all, this week, Big Fatty is going to open each and every little show with a clip from a little show from way back. Yes, Big Fatty, in the Wayback Machine, it's true. And y'all, that, of course, was the old gal. And y'all chose the old gal because Dr. Stone, or as he was referred to in the opening, Ms. Wes, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of, it was of ice cream. It was of ice cream, and y'all, it was McConnell's Fine Ice Creams and See's Candies, vanilla and California Brittle. Dr. Stone says, oh, is Walnut Hills aware of this? Well, y'all, I will send out my feelers, Big Fatty Vulcan. And y'all, so I sent the old gal the picture of the pint of ice cream. And y'all, here's what I got back. Oh, my dear ever-loving fucking Christ. Love from Liverpool, by the way. And I'm like, oh, cruise of a lifetime? And the response was numbered two. Big Fatty, does that mean cruise number two? Or he had to do a number two? I think cruise number two. And I, of course, wrote back and said, excellent, my best to Myron. And so y'all, the the if you're in the California, the C's candies and McConnell's vanilla California brittle ice cream, Dr. Stone says it's quite good. Big Fatty, it's full of sugar and C's candies. How could it not be? Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, thank you for calling. Yo, we're up to so-so question number 8 out of, it's in the 30s, I think. So we got a few to go. Yes, Patty. Patty Bacon asks, who all auditioned for the role of your sidekick back in the aughts? Was it Darth Vader, Lawrence Clyde, or even the Skull? Maybe one of them could be drafted into the Wacky Neighbor role on the upcoming Patty and Fatty show. And Big Fatty addresses the SSQ in turn because you can't give too much thought to who will play the Wacky Neighbor. Where am I? Bewitched. Bewitched had Gladys Kravitz. And who would play Patty Bacon's adorable cousin's mother? Had Bewitched centered on Endora, it would still be on the air, and most things, especially certain things, would have turned out very differently. Well, now, what about a sitcom starring Lawrence Clyde, Larry Vader's sentient jalopy before it was replaced by the all-electric GE car of the future, Patty Bacon's adorable cousin, and Bert Patty's youngest daughter, who can't feel her face? Imagine the possibilities. Big Fatty probably had to turn on his tape recorder here to consider how the future would have unfurled in these sprawling hypothetical realities. Well, the SSQD can sense circuits overloading and can smell the resistors burning all the way out here in the San Francisco. And so Miss Bacon is still sore about the number one fan contest. It is rigged. But this year, a genuine error was made. Miss Bacon's publicist, lawyer, agent, y'all, I think I've read this one. Have I read this one? Y'all, I have read that one. We're up to so-so question number 14. Miss Bacon writes, what's the best advice you've ever received? Big Fatty answers, shut your pie hole. That's always a good advice. And the SSQD adds, don't talk in front of Gail and King. They're sneaky and will steal your boring facts. We here at the desk worry about what Gail and King are up to in their off hours. Don't fret about Poodle. She's just playing solitaire at the kitchen table, snacking on cake corners, trademark. Meanwhile, King and Gail are breaking into everybody's 401k accounting and trading options. The desk follow-up question is, would Big Fatty entrust the air conditioner settings in the villa to Gail and King? And clearly the answer is no! So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the right little show. More on that later. Thursday evening, y'all, it was the big up, and the chin bot was there. You know, that's a robot with a giant chin. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yes, Big Fatty, I heard Gail and King tell us that, so it must be true. So, more on them later, too. Y'all, they had the battle back, and it was the girl, and the, I don't remember which girl was up, but, it was Rome was backdoored, and, the homosexual, Jonathan, no, it was not Jonathan, what's his name? Tony. No, it's not that either. Jason. It was a puzzle, and Jason won. And so he took himself off the block, and y'all, they voted Rome out. That came as no surprise to anyone. The thing that was a surprise is that the girl that he said he had fallen in love with voted to evict him. So there may be some words when they get together again. But anyway, y'all went to bed thirsty. I slept like a baby. Y'all got up for right. Good morning, y'all. was sitting here having, you know, as I do, read the paper, had my brufkas, drank my coffee, and I'm looking at the cellular telephonic device, and I see Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle has posted, "Oh, no little show!" And the Laughing Buddha commented, and Mr. Cackle was going to call the feds to come and check on me, and then I get a testimonium from Veda. Veda, just minutes from the time I read that, said, and all it said was dead or alive, and I said, fact. And y'all, I will tell you this. This is not a technology segment, even though it probably should be. Now, y'all, the first thing, Big Fatty fucked up. He told it to publish at 12:30 p.m. on for right instead of 12:30 a.m. on Friday. Okay, I take ownership of that. So I went in and I changed it and said publish now. And y'all, normally it pops right up on the www, and I go into the feed burner and I tell it to refresh the feed. Well, y'all, it didn't pop up right away on the www, and I said, "Well, what's going on?" So y'all, I went in and tried it again, and then I was looking at the computer, and it shows that it had popped into the www on the computer, and I said, "Okay, well, that's it." And y'all, I went back and I looked at the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, it was the Thursday show. The Friday did not populate, so I came back in and looked at it again. I refreshed the computer, and y'all, it went back to the 30, Thursday post. And y'all, I couldn't figure it out. And y'all, I tried republishing it, and you know, I'd set a time and say, "Okay, publish it at this time," just a couple of minutes after I told it that. And y'all, it still wouldn't do it. Well, y'all, I didn't know what else to do, so I just left it alone. For right afternoon, y'all, all of a sudden it was there. It was there. So y'all, if you didn't get the for right. A little show. Go back and listen to it. Oh, Big Fatty, we'll just wait for Gail and King to tell us about it. Well, you probably want to get the straight from the horse's mouth. Big Fatty, you're a horse? Well, yes. But anyway, y'all, Friday night, we did not have a full right at Fatty's not Nancy. Y'all, I'm losing it. I'm absolutely losing it. Granny couldn't make it, so we did not cook, but the Nip and Durwood both stopped by, and we visited, and they had some cocktails. Y'all, I did not get my nipple nap on Sunday afternoon, but they had some cocktails, and then y'all, the sports ball on for right. Good night. The Atlanta Braves won. They were playing up there in Baltimore. Y'all, by the way, did I mention that Stevie B, you'll hear him later in this week, he has moved back to the Baltimore area. A Big Fatty, I think the Haunt Cub told me that. You know, that's where he spent a lot of his time. And, you know, I guess, you know, they come home to roost. I didn't know Stevie B was roosting. Well, he's a rooster. Stevie B might be a rooster. You know, he's always going after the chickens. Bee, Fatty. And anyway, got up on Saturday, did my nipple walking and everything, and had my brufkas, read the paper, and y'all, my sweet neighbor in the neighborhood, y'all, he's back out walking in the morning, and he's putting my paper on the stoop of the veranda, and y'all, it's just such a little thing, but it means the world to me. I cannot tell you. And I piddled around here in the villa, did my nipple walking, and and y'all, then I watched a few things on the TV machine. That evening, I turned on the sports ball. And it wasn't going real fast. So I think when I went to bed, it was 3-3. I think the Atlanta Braves lost 7-6 in the 10th inning or something like that. It was one of those things where they had to tie it up to throw it into extra innings. So, I don't know how the scoring played out or anything like that. But anyway, doesn't matter. Watched that. Slept like a baby on Saturday night. Y'all got up on Sunday. Normal routine. Y'all, the sports ball was on in the afternoon, so I was watching that. Already recorded the LFC. Y'all... We're trying the new software on the LFC, so you might want to go over there and just see if it's a train wreck or if it worked. Y'all, there's no guarantee because we couldn't hear each other, so we're having to shout. So then I also listened to that Gail and King on the Ruination Rewind. And y'all, they were talking about this project where the Mechanicals were doing this show, and they got things all mixed up. And y'all, then they went on to tell about my friend Jerry telling a story about being in the grocery store and turning to a man and saying that Leon Perkins is the best Worcestershire sauce. Y'all, Jerry's been gone for. For several years, and y'all, that was the dump that did that. And y'all, then they said, oh, yes, Big Fatty reminded everyone to take care of their tights and their fees. Y'all, that's the teefies and your feet. So, y'all, take care of your tights and your fees, just like Gail and King reminded you to. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, maybe you can tighten this up in post. Oh dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, this weekend we got so much rain, it rained hard both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday we got about 1.75 inches of rain, and Sunday... that was Saturday when we got that, and Sunday we got 1 inch. So we got 3 inches of rain in basically a 24-hour period, y'all. And you know, we're still in a drought. Oh, yes, Bicetti. Dry as a Triscuit. And so there you go. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all going down memory lane with the old gal. And old gal, I hope you're having fun over there in jolly old England. And what do you think of the BFO?
It's just rehashed old stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like this clip that I pulled from you and your little show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.